short the circuit, don't be nervous, run towards the light. I need to live for higher purpose, someone's knocking on the door from the inside.
I love Willow. Have you ever heard this song?
Perfect, but it's time to short the circuit, don't be nervous, run towards the light.
This is Willow Smith, the daughter of Will Smith. She makes amazing music. Very serene music. But then she does this thing where she can do like Afropunk, if that's even a genre. Afropunk. I think I just coined a new term. Anyway, how's y'all morning going? It's LB from 305 The Juice. So I was supposed to have somebody on here today, and I don't know if he's scared. I feel like if you are going to be out there and you are going to be vocal, that you shouldn't be scared to show your real personality. So here is mine. I've been going through a lot lately, y'all. Y'all have no idea. To all my listeners in Sweden, in Europe, which is crazy, like, my biggest followers aren't even American, and I've mentioned that before. I feel like what I have to offer, America not ready for me, because the opinions that I have, you're not ready. I am, like, pro Candace Owens. I'm pro Kanye. I'm pro-black. I'm pro-anything black. Anybody who has listened to any of my past podcasts, you know that I'd be like, stay black, die black, use a condom, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like hella pro-black. What's been going on lately? Let me think. The Nicki Minaj diss, that was very subpar. And I used to be a Barb, y'all, like, back in the day. Get what up, rah! Like, I was like so into her whole like persona, because she's so New York. I think in my past life I was like a rapper in New York, like running shit. But she did not deliver. I don't even know what the beef is between Meg and Nicki. I don't even know how it started. I think Nicki is bitter. I think she's old. I think she has a drug addiction. Well, I don't think, I know. This lady stayed up from Friday afternoon until Sunday at 3:42 a.m. y'all. Like, I took like 3 naps. I washed dishes. I did laundry. I went on a jog. I freaking like was like, why is, lady, don't you have a son? Don't you have a son? Don't you have a man? And speaking of her man, so Meg comes out with Hiss, a diss track called Hiss. Which, can you call it a diss track? Because all she said was Megan's Law. But, I mean, like, it is clear, kind of, allegedly, that she was talking about Nicki's husband, Kenneth Petty. Yeah. He's a sex offender. He's a registered sex offender. I am a little bit confused about the situation, because I read that he was 15 years old when he did the crime. And I was like, okay, so was he tried as an adult? Because, basically, it was a girl that he was stalking, okay? I read her whole affidavit. And excuse the garbage truck. Excuse me, rude. I'm outside, y'all. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. I'm not going to lie. Like, the weather is great. Even though I'm feeling very under the weather, I had, like, a huge fight with my ex last night. It was crazy. Yeah, so, like, I'm just, like, going through the emotions right now. But basically, so he's 15, right? And he kidnaps this girl. Like, he holds her hostage in a room. He beats her. He rapes her. He does, like, all sorts of atrocious things. And she ended up, like, cracking a bottle over his head and escaping. And then I guess he got tried as an adult. And now he has to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. That's what I gathered from the story. I also heard that Nicki put a number on a girl head. I forgot her name. What is this girl's name? I think her name is Jennifer. I could be wrong. I don't feel like Googling right now, but supposedly Nicki tried to give her hush money. She was like, no. And then allegedly she threatened her. Now, Jason Lee said that, y'all know Jason Lee, the reporter, Oh my God. He is not a fucking reporter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for cursing too. He's not a journalist. I hate that everybody is a journalist these days. I feel like, you know, I am a real journalist. I literally have a bachelor's degree in journalism from Florida International University. Shout out to my, I can't even talk right now. Shout out to my alma mater. But like, everybody is a journalist these days. And it's like, no, you're not. Like, you didn't go to school for this. You don't even know what an inverted pyramid is. Like, you didn't study this. So like, it really breaks my heart where journalism has come to. Like, it's in the words of Donald Trump, fake news. Like, it really is fake news. Like, people ain't going to the courthouses and looking at documents and reporting back to us live. They just going off like social media antics. Social media like has really done a tizzy on our society right now. It's really awful how, you know, people calling themselves news, and it's like, but you ain't even got no degree in this shit. That boggles my mind. Okay, let's start the show. So it got me to thinking, because I haven't seen a beef like this in so long. And it's not even really a beef, because basically Nicki Minaj is arguing with herself. But it got me to thinking, the top five diss tracks. So I'm like, for me, like, my top five, if I had to decide. Okay, so No Vaseline, that was like, I was born at that time. I was born in 1985, and I'm really aging myself. But whatever, if you see me, I do not look my age, okay? I'm like, I look really good. Like, even like though I'm sad about the fight that I had last night with my ex and I've been crying and shit, like, I still look cute as hell. So No Vaseline would be, I think number one. I think that Ice Cube was the first to ever do it. Like everybody, I saw Straight Outta Compton. By the way, did y'all know that O'Shea like had to audition for that part? Like, he didn't just get it because just because his daddy is Ice Cube. I don't know if y'all know that, which is dope. Fun fact, all my 305 people, which it's 305 The Juice, so I'm pretty sure like some, at least some people in America are listening to me right now. Other than the Europeans. I think what it is that European people don't quite understand American culture. So, like, it's like they're gravitated towards anything to give them, like, some sort of insight about Americans. Especially being in Miami. It's like Miami is, like, the number one spot, quote unquote. So, fun fact. I remember, so y'all remember the Omni, right? So I'm talking to Americans right now. So in Overtown, specifically in Miami, a pinpointed location. And one day I went to the Omni with my mom to watch a movie. I think we were watching Free Willy, because I remember Free Willy came out on my birthday. And my mom was like, I don't want to see this movie, but I'm going to take you because you're turning 11 years old and you decide what you want to do for your big day. So this is what we're going to do. Tell me why. We standing in line and we turn around. Mind y'all, guys, this is when Boys in the Hood came out, okay? My mom was like, oh my God. Like, and I was like, what's going on? Like, I'm literally like, I'm oblivious. I'm a kid. I'm not as self-aware as I am now as a 38-year-old woman. And she was like, Toya. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, my name is Toya. I go by the moniker LB. So she's like, and I turn around, she's like, it's my boy, it's him. And we see Ice Cube at the Omni. Like, I'll never forget that moment. He was just walking around like all willy-nilly, and I was like, oh my God, like, we literally saw Ice Cube. That's not the first celebrity that I've come across. If y'all go on my Facebook, like, you'll see, like, I don't know why, I don't know how I'd be in the right places at the right moment, but I've met so many celebrities. So many. Let's go down the list, shall we? Before I get back to the top five diss tracks of all time, I'm getting there. I've met so many celebrities that is crazy. I met Wendy Raquel Robinson from the Steve Harvey Show. I met Paul Walker, which, let's tell the story. I got time. I'm not doing anything today. I was supposed to have a co-host today. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know if he camera shy, which it ain't even no camera. So like, I don't know what he's scared of. Whatever. Brandon, holla at me. So I met Paul Walker. Okay. So let's back up a little bit. So one day I was watching the movie Joyride. And I was like, dang, like, that white boy fine. I was like, dang, like, he really cute. I want to meet him, right? I am not kidding. I went to bed. At the time, I was 16. I went to bed and I was like, God, I really want to meet Paul Walker. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I really want to meet him. Like, I was saying my prayers. I don't know if y'all pray to God, but, like, you know, everybody got their own way. Like, to me, there is no traditional way to pray to God. I pray to God. I don't pray to Jesus because that's a man that I don't believe in, but that's another story for another day. I also don't believe in the Bible, but that's also another story for another day. So I was like, God, can I just like please meet Paul Walker? So boom, 3 months later, mind y'all, I'm still in high school. I think it was like a Tuesday morning. So my mom is a teacher, by the way. So my friend calls me and she's like, hey, they're filming Fast and the Furious in Little Haiti. Like, we need to go. So I call my mom and I'm like, hey, I need money for the bus. This is like back in the day, back in the day. This was like 2001. No, I'm sorry. If I was 16, this was 2002. So I went to my mom's job, y'all, like, interrupted her whole set, her whole business. And I'm like, Mom, I need money for the bus because I got to go to Little Haiti right now so I can meet Paul Walker. They're filming Fast and Furious. So she gave me $2. No, she didn't even give me $2 because at the time, I think the bus was like 60 cents. She probably did give me $2 because I do remember going to the corner store that day. Back in the day, things were cheap. You can like literally have $5 and you're rich. So I remember being there. And I was like, I seen Paul Walker. No, first we seen Tyrese, right? So my homegirl, she was like, we need to meet Tyrese like right now. So we met a white boy, a PA on set. And he was like, yeah, y'all can meet Tyrese. So we were like, all right, cool. So he was like, come on. So we go like under the yellow tape, y'all. And this fucking black ass cop, this black, I hate female cops, bro. First of all, like, if you're a black cop, I question your sincerity sometimes. Because a lot of times, it's like, you probably got punked in high school. Like, and, oh no, I'm a cop. Like, yeah. So, this bitch, a black female cop, which is like the worst, right? She was like, where y'all going? You can't be under here. So the white boy was like, no, they can't come. I'm allowing them to come under the tape. She was like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, bitch, that's right. Like, back up. Mm-hmm. We already made friends with the set, okay? Like, you thought you was doing something, but you not. So Tyrese came, and he smelled so good, y'all. Like, he smelled like baby powder. He literally smelled like baby powder. It was like a really fresh scent. I can't even explain it. Like, he just smelled really good. So we took our pictures. I still got the pictures too. And my photo album. Because kids, back in the day, before Facebook, we had photo albums. So we took our pictures, whatever. We go back under the tape and we go around. So next thing you know, Paul comes. And I was like, yes, this the moment I've been waiting for. So I call him and I was like, Paul. And he was like, yeah. Like, he just answered like he knew me. And I was like, Paul. And I was like, come here. And he's like, nah, you come to me. So I was like, hey, say less. So I go over there. And I was just going to take a picture with my, I think I had a Kodak camera. I did. I had a Kodak camera, y'all. So he was like, wait a minute, like, don't you want to be in a picture with me? I swear to God, had he not said that, I would not have a picture with Paul Walker to this day, RIP to him. So I gave the camera to my friend, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous. Like, he gripped my waist, y'all. Oh my God. In hindsight, I'm 16, and it was a little bit of sexual energy there. He may or may not have been a pedo, but at the time, it was different times, and I kind of didn't care. Because I'm 16 and I want to smash Paul Walker. I loved him. His blue eyes, his blonde hair. Oh my God. So whatever. We took the picture and now I have a picture with Paul Walker. So that's the story. Read it down on the list of celebrities. I also met John Singleton. RIP to him too. Jesus Christ. I met him and I was so mad because I got super nervous for some reason. What the hell was that noise, y'all? I got super nervous because he's like the GOAT to me. And like, I remember he was looking at me. This happened at a movie theater. I got invited to the premiere of Snowfall. I had somebody that worked at the Miami New Times. They invited me to the premiere of Snowfall. And I was just like, I see him like in the theater lobby and I want to take a picture. Like, he looked at me in my eyes. I'm looking at him and saying like he, I don't know. Like, I knew that if I would have like asked him for a pic, he would have took it. But it was just like, I was so in awe and in shock. Like, I fangirled and I didn't get the pic, unfortunately. But I did meet John Singleton, like face to face. Like, we came face to face. So yeah, Wendy Raquel Robinson, Paul Walker, John Singleton. And then that same night I met Idris Elba. We definitely took a picture. He was staring at me the whole time at the premiere, the whole time. Like, it's weird because like he seems to date like really beautiful light skinned bitches. I am not. I don't think I'm pretty. Like, on a 1 to 10, I'll give myself a fucking 2. And I'm like peanut butter. I'm not light skinned, but like, for some reason our energy kept gravitating towards each other. So I went to the theater lobby when they was doing like a red carpet walkout, and I was like, hey, like, let me get a picture. So my mom is like, she saw somebody from her church group, and she was like, hey, talking to them, like, yeah, girl. And I'm like, mom, can you come over? And she's like, yeah, girl. I'm like, mom, quick. And like, it's just Elba was just like, not Idris Elba, oh my God, what's this guy's name? Damson Idris Damson. What is it? Y'all know who I'm talking about from Snowfall. The guy, the main dark skin, Franklin from Snowfall. I forget his real name. It's Damson Idris, I believe. So he was just like laughing. Like, I don't know. It was definitely an energy there. I'm telling y'all. Like, he got bedroom eyes. I'm like, oh my God. And then, of course, I met Shaq one time. I'm telling y'all. I met Shaq. I was like 20. I wasn't even 21. I used to be very skinny before I gained weight after 30. I look better now because I was skinny, and I think that's what it was. Like, no guys was attracted to me, honestly, until like after I turned 35. And I remember Shaq staring me down, like, oh my God. That same night I met B5, that group B5. Oh my God, what song did they make? Anytime do I all I do is think of you. That, I think that was Diddy's group. Like, didn't they have like a fallout? Diddy probably molested one of them niggas. I'm not gonna even lie. I ran across them that night when I met Shaq. Well, I met Shaq in the daytime, and then that same night I met B5. I don't know if y'all remember that group. They had a bop. That was a bop. Y'all remember? Look, this is a song right here. Let me fast forward. Check it.
Listen. I can't wait to get to school each day.
It was like a high school bop. So then I met Shakira. I met Shakira too. She was rehearsing at the American Airlines Arena. I used to work there back in the day. And she was rehearsing, and like, y'all, when I tell y'all, she is like the most passionate performer. She was just rehearsing, but you could tell that she was like really into her craft. Amazing. I've met so many people. It's crazy to me. And then, not to mention, like, I know like politicians and senators. I remember this one lady in particular, this politician named Barbara Watson. And every time who is Barbara Watson? Hold on, because I just remember her being so friendly. Like, I hope that she hears this podcast, because every time I would come around and do like interviews, out of all the reporters who were there, she'd be like, Latoya, like, she just knew my name. Like, she was just like, yes, look at Barbara. She's the speaker. What is this? Deputy Democrat. That's funny. I swear I gotta use that line one day. Like, if there's ever like a Democratic leader who actually does crack, I'm gonna call him a Democrat. There was one guy. What was his name? Julian Gillian. Gillian. That nigga was smoking crack. Remember they like caught him in a room with a tranny? Crazy shit. And then he was like, oh, like, I converted. Like, I don't like men's no more. I like women. Like, he converted. He went to rehab and he never ran again. Like, what happened to that guy? It's crazy. So, top five songs, right? Top five diss songs, y'all, that I will say. So, I will say my number one is No Vaseline. So, yeah. So, I was born, but I didn't know, like, the full extent of it. Like, do y'all remember that scene in Straight Outta Compton when the guy, the Jewish manager, I forget his name, and he was like, this is Jewish, this anti-Semitic bullshit, we're gonna take him to court. Like, no, you're not. Like, you're not. Like, Ice Cube did his thing, y'all. Like, he did his thing. No Vaseline. And, like, I ain't never heard no diss track like that in my life, like, at the time. However, that was before, well, Nas did something with either. I don't listen to rap. Okay, don't shoot me. Don't take my black card. I don't listen to rap music like that. I listen to rap, but I don't listen to, like, hardcore New York rap. Like, it just doesn't, like, align with my taste. I'm from Miami, born and raised. I did live in Vermont for a period of time. I grew up north, so, like, that's probably why I speak this way, and you don't hear me, like, talk like city girls to the theophile. Like, we don't do that shit over here. Like, the reason I even started 305 The Juice is because I hate the fucking city girls, okay? I said it. Like, I fucking hate them. I hate everything that they stand for. I hate how they dress. I hate how they fucking look. I hate that Young Miami was 13 in the fourth grade. Like, I hate it. Like, I told one of my coworkers one time, I was like, you know, Young Miami was like 13 in the fourth grade. Like, she failed. Like, she is so uneducated. And he was like, that's not true. He's like, that's not even possible. Like, No Child Left Behind. He started saying all this stuff. And I'm like, no. And I was like, he made me question myself. So again, I told y'all my mama a teacher. So I asked her, I was like, can you hold a child back, like, for that long? Like, and she was like, yeah, it is possible. She's like, yeah, like, if the kid isn't catching on, you got to flunk them. And I was like, wow. Back to top five disses. So that would be, like, my number one. I hate to go. I wanted to go from five to number one, but number one would be No Vaseline. Number two, top five disses. It would have to be Drake. When that song came out, about Meek Mill, and he was like, is this a world tour or your girl's tour? And he's like, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I was like, oh my God, you really getting bodied. Like, I remember his first diss that came out. I don't remember the name of his first diss. What was it called? Whatever, the first one he did, like, nobody cares, whatever. That shit was whack. Kind of like Nicki Minaj, but we'll get back to that later. We'll get to that diss track later. I remember I was sleeping. Cause, like, I heard about, like, the Pusha T thing, and I heard about Drake and Meek having beef, and that was before it came out. So my homeboy called me early in the morning. He's like, Toya, you seen it? And I was like, no, seen what? Man, I woke up that day, and then he had, like, the Phillies losing a baseball team. I don't watch baseball. But I just remember thinking, like, oh my God, like, this is legendary. Like, he really, really, like, really went in. Like, he really, really, really went in. I was just like, he said, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. And he's like, I don't want to hear about this ever again. Even when she tell you that we better as friends. I was like, no. Like, he, man, y'all can't tell me this wasn't, like, one of the greatest top disses of all times. You can't tell
Make
me.
Record means rewind. Ryan, a gunshot means forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Yeah. Way, way, way up. Turn it all up. Yeah. Look, I got enemies. Got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people.
Oh, my bad. That is not even it. My bad, y'all. That was a bop, though. My bad, y'all. Hold on. That was a bop, though. Hold on. My bad. going back to back. Back to back. So number one would be no Vaseline. So let me do this countdown all over again, because it makes more sense if it's like not number one, but like number 5 to 1. So no Vaseline is number 5. Back to Back by Drake is number 4.
In the bed like I'm Jordan 96, 97.
Whoa.
Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck, you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a rave plan.
So that's number 4. 5, no Vaseline. 4, Drake. And I know all y'all hip-hop heads want to hear me say Nas, but it's not my thing, but I know that's, like, probably over the ceiling. Let's just say, like, blanketed, Nas is the best to do it. Okay. But however, these are my personal favorite disses. So 5 is no Vaseline. 4 is Drake's Back to Back. Man, you can't tell me that shit wasn't hard.
She told you to open up more.
Look.
Yeah. Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting body by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that a type of niggas. And shout out to all my boss bitches, wife and niggas.
I was like, no. Oh my God, he tried him so bad. I don't even know if he clapped back. That's the thing. I don't even remember a clap back. He probably tried to clap back, but yo, that's crazy. Like, he really, you let a light-skinned nigga, like, do that to you? Is you serious? Like, you couldn't call nobody? You couldn't call nobody? You couldn't call nobody. Like, Meek Mill, come on. Come on. This a nigga who eat french fries at the pool. He lame as fuck. Like, ew, but I ain't gonna lie, Dreams and Nightmares, that shit was hard. But yeah, Meek lame. He lame. Nicki lame. Whatever. Let's move forward. Number 3 diss track. Number 3. Y'all gonna hate me for this one, because it really should have been like top of the top. Y'all gonna hate me for this one. But y'all know what the number one. Y'all know what the number one diss track is though. Like, for real, for real. Like, I'm not even going in order no more, because it ain't no order. When you diss somebody like this, somebody gotta die. And somebody did die. Unfortunately, we lost 2 of the greats over this song. Unfortunately. Y'all, listen. This, right here, is the best diss track.
So I fuck your bitch, you fat
motherfucker. What? Like, y'all. Like, as soon as I hear it, I'm just, like, automatically in awe. Like, oh my God, like, is this really happening? Like, I remember being, like, 12 years old. I wasn't even 12 yet, y'all. I was, like, 10. And I was like, bro, like, did I just hear what I thought I heard, bro? Like, this is crazy. You know what a crazy time that was in 1997 to say something like that? To say something like that?
I ain't got no motherfucker. So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
What? That was crazy. And I remember watching an episode of 2020. It could have been 2020. I don't know. For some reason, I used to watch a lot of 2020. Dateline, all that shit when I was young. And they had an interview with Faith Evans. And it could have been Katie Kerr. It was, or Barbara Walters. It was one of those, like, old white women. And they was like, Faith, tell us, did you ever sleep with Tupac? She was like, no, I never slept with Tupac. I went to the studio one time and we recorded a song and that was it. Bitch, you lying. Like, I remember being 10 years old and being like, she lying. And where the song at? Where the song at? You telling me you went to the with fine ass Tupac? Man, I would have been busting that shit open. Oh, okay. Like, you recorded with him, right? The greatest rap of all time. And, like, you didn't sleep with him? Fuck out of here. So, yeah, to me, that was, like, one of the greatest diss songs of all time. Of all time.
Let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass.
Yeah, yeah. Get out the way. Yeah. Get out the. Tupac was like, I don't even got time for this track no more. I'm just gonna, like, call my homies to, like, dead you and dead your career. Okay. So yeah, no Vaseline. Hit him up. What else did I say? Shit. It's so many crazy diss tracks. Oh, how could I forget? Oh yeah, and Back to Back. All right, so again, Back to Back happened. I believe it happened around the same time that Remy Ma. I don't care for Remy Ma. And she cheated on Papoose. Like, that nigga held you down for 5 years. Is you really cheating on him? I saw it with my own two eyes, y'all. She was like creeping with this dude, and somebody was like recording. They was like, it looked like they was like at a Getty. And she was like, no. Like, he tried to kiss on her a little bit. She's like, no, they recording. I seen it with my eyes. She's cheating on this nigga. How you gonna cheat on Papoose? How you gonna cheat on Papoose? The nigga who held you down for 5 years. Is you serious? Yo, that's crazy. However, and I don't care for her also because I feel like she's ugly. Like, I feel like, how can you get everything possibly done to your body and still look like, nah? That's one, another diss that Nicki, okay, let me back up. So Remy put out, y'all know what I'm talking about, Sheether. That was one for the tizzoop. That was definitely the hottest diss. I love when people get mad. Because sometimes when you get mad, it brings out your most creative and intuitive talent. So Nicki came for her head, y'all. Y'all remember?
Are you dumb? You a pink diamond chicken wing chain. Are you dumb? You had a leopard's beehive on your head. Are you dumb? Are you forgetting that I pressed you before, bitch? Fuck with your soul like Sheeta. You ain't the queen, I show you. Life on your ass and belly. I prove you lost already. They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right? I told you I wasn't talking about your
dumb ass.
It looks stupid. You literally got a dumb ass talking crazy. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
So then, like, after that came out, Remy Ma went on the Wendy Williams show dressed in all black with Fat Joe and was like, yeah, it's a funeral. That was some hardcore New York shit. I loved it. I was like, oh, she was like, yeah, it's a death. However, No Frauds, that's another good-ass diss track. No Frauds was the one. Because she was like, how you leave your only son over only your wreck? You bum bitch. And she was like, Shenanay. Like, I was like, ooh, like, she tried her. Because to be honest, and if we being real, Nicki is way more classier than, is way more classy than Remy. Remy got every fucking surgery that you could think of. She did her titty, she did her booty, she did her stomach, she got her teeth fixed, she got weave, she got mink, she got fur, and she's still fucking ugly to me. Like, she is not cute at all. And I hate how she's so, yeah, she got a song called I'm Conceited. That song, what is it? I'm Conceited for a reason. And I'm just like, girl, you conceited for no reason because you ain't cute. And I'm not even the type to bully nobody, but it's like, girl, humble yourself. That karma gonna come to her. I promise y'all, that karma is gonna come to her because she cheated on her man. You got a baby. I wish that a nigga held me down while I went to prison. Please. I dated a guy in prison before. Unfortunately, I did. Not one of my proudest moments. But I remember him telling me that the male prisons have way more visitors, like tons and tons of visitors. And the female inmates, they literally like get like, you don't see nobody. That should be a ghost town. Like, the only people who go to see female inmates is, it might be your mama, maybe twice a year, because that is tolling. Driving to SCC, driving to like the capital, Tallahassee, driving to wherever in the middle of the boondocks, like farm, a rural area. I don't know if y'all ever visited a prison before, but you will literally like go through places that you never even knew existed. Like, the first time I ever like visited a prison, I passed by a cotton field. I've never seen a cotton field in my life. And I'm like, they're in the middle of nowhere. So for someone to like go and see you, it's a hassle. Like, it's a whole thing. And nobody goes to see female inmates, y'all. Like, nobody. But however, the male inmates be getting mad girls. Like, man, it's crazy to me. Like, we got to change the culture. We have to change the culture. Anyway, back to the top five. So, yeah, that Remy deaded her, dog. All right, so now the grand finale. Hiss by Meg Thee Stallion. I'm not going to say it's the greatest diss track of all time. But I will say that Megan's Law, actually the dad recently spoke out about that. I don't know if y'all heard about that. The dad was like, I'm happy that, you know, her name was Megan Conker. I'm not even finna like overshadow this law or overshadow the fact that this little girl got raped and murdered by a motherfucker who should have been like a registered sex offender. If I live near a sex offender and I have children, I deserve to know who the fuck I'm living around. Okay, period. So Meg just said Megan's Law, and Nicki Minaj just went on a tyrant forever and ever. For 3 days she went on a coke binge. But I'm not gonna lie, that his track, and here's the thing, that track wasn't even like all that. It wasn't even all that. I'm gonna let y'all take a little listen before I get out of here and carry on to my business and my daily things that I have to do, because I have shit to do, as I'm sure y'all got shit to do. But like, podcasts are integral, because it's like, who is talking about these things? You know, I have so many things I want to talk about in the next episode. Also, I hope that all my listeners are still tuning in. No, I did not die. Although sometimes I do want to die, but that's another story for another day. His wasn't even that great, y'all. It's not even like the greatest diss of all time.
Y'all, I ain't gotta clear my name on a motherfucking thing. Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go.
I think she did her thing. You know, little Juke made it.
I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these niggas so obsessed. My pussy so famous, might get managed by Kris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since niggas need making help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe. All of you bitches is wig on a rival. Talking shit for a no one can find you. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as fuck and I'm freaky. Get whoever I want in
I didn't catch that R. Kelly line. I don't understand. She said dancing to R. Kelly. I don't know. All I know is Nicki need to shut the fuck up entirely. Entirely. Like, her fucking brother was fucking his stepdaughter, right? It was a stepdaughter, I believe. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong later on Twitter. Her brother was fucking, like a 12-year-old girl, and then Nicki was like, oh, well, she fucks everybody, so it's okay. It's not okay. And then she paid for him to get out of jail type shit. Nicki, I'm sorry, you lost this one. Get off the coke, bitch. Get off the coke. Go do your mom duties. And you know what bothers me the most is that when I was a Nicki Minaj fan way back in the day, she always was like, I want to be a wife. She's like, I want to be home baking cookies with my kids. Like, that's my life goal. And I feel like she kind of rushed it. Like, and then she got beef with all the girls. How you fighting with all the girls? You fighting with Cardi, you fighting with Meg. Like, you're fighting with everybody. Why? And then Beyonce unfollowed you, girl. That shit. Your shit. Your whole set is like messed up. So Nicki comes out with this like whack ass diss yesterday at 3 p.m. It was awful. When I tell y'all, what was it called? Bigfoot. Okay, so first of all, you can't call Meg Thee Stallion Bigfoot, because she really is, like, the greatest, like, she has the greatest body ever. Like, okay, so y'all heard, like, the little hiss track, whatever. Everybody heard it already. Now, listen to this bullshit that Nicki came out with the next day. What is you doing?
Your flow is such a bore. Drinking your body like anything a straw. Bitch, you really stop the dialogue. So I hit calling by your catalog.
Like, she was like, if y'all didn't hear that, I don't know if the audible is clear. I honestly won't know until I post this podcast. But she was just like, I'll buy your catalog. And she's just saying, like, and then at the end, she talks about, oh, that's why your mama did. Your mama did. And I'm like, bro, like, what did Meg do to you so horribly that you got to talk about her dead mom? That's never okay. It's never okay. Anyway, diss tracks. I just had to get that out because it's been so many. Like, you can, I'm sorry, but I feel like the number one diss track, if we had to like break it all down, right? The number one diss track, when you think somebody shot you, you gotta come for their neck, period. And he said, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. I was like, oh my God. Like, my heart sank to my ass. There will never be another great moment like that. There will never be another great moment. But we'll see what 2024 has for us. Let's see if Nicki finna do a bop. Nicki claims that she has 4 more songs in arsenal for Meg. We'll see if Drake can save her ass the next time. That, you know, whenever it happens, well, because he kind of saved her in No Frauds. No Frauds was a bop. I'm not going to lie. It was a bop. Nicki hopped on it. I think Wayne hopped on it too. But it's crazy because, you know, Megan literally, I don't know if y'all ever heard Meg Thee Stallion freestyle, but she can literally do it on her own. Like, she can literally diss you and she's a real rapper. I'm sorry. Like, sorry, not sorry. Like, to me, and again, y'all, coming from me, I don't listen to rap, like I said earlier. So, like, just based off her, like, flow alone, she can, like, hang with the niggas, period. Like, she neck and neck with guy rappers. And my thing is, like, Nicki is brilliant, too. I think her addiction has overcome her, and I am so sorry to hear that. If she doesn't humble herself, she gonna be down in the grave. And on that, I hope that everybody, I hope this shit goes viral. And on that note, stay black, wear condoms. Bye!